Prepare to be captivated by the business story of the week, hosted by me, Shaheen Shan. Join us on a journey through the twists and turns of entrepreneurial triumphs and setbacks. Immerse yourself in the narrative and witness the magic that turns dreams into reality. This is Business Story of the Week.
And welcome back, folks. Welcome back to Business Story of the Week. I am your host, Joshua. New environment, new place, but the same old episode every day that we bring you. We unravel stories of perseverance, we unravel stories of success, and we unravel stories of charitable, you know, philanthropic goals. And we have the perfect guest for you guys today. Adam Nash is the co-founder and CEO of Daffy.org, a fast-growing platform and community for charitable giving. Adam has served as an executive angel investor and advisor to some of the most successful technology companies to come out of Silicon Valley. Adam previously served as the president and CEO of Wealthfront. We need to talk about that background. I feel like it ties up a lot in here. He has also held executive and technical roles at Dropbox, LinkedIn, eBay, Apple. Adam also served as an adjunct lecturer at Stanford University, where he teaches personal finance for engineers. As an angel investor, Adam is well known for being an early investor in Firebase, sold to Google, Opendoor, Figma, Gusto, and over 120 other startups. Adam holds a Bachelor's of Science and Master's degree in Computer Science from Stanford University, as well as an MBA from Harvard. Daffy was just also named one of the Fast Company's most innovative companies of 2024. There is a lot to pick up on there, a lot to dig through. It's quite a prolific career. Adam, thank you so much for being on here. I am honored. How are you doing?
No, I'm glad to be here. I got to tell you, my mom is going to love that intro. That's fantastic.
Well, any mother would be proud with that fantastic kind of intro. Adam, I bet you are proud of yourself as well. But speaking of mothers, speaking of childhood, Adam, I always like to begin it this way. Where did it all start? Where did it all begin? I always like to start the episode with stories, right? Business story of the week. What happened during your childhood moment in the way that you were raised, in your upbringing perhaps, or any pivotal experiences throughout your life where you decided, this is it. I'm always going to get into tech companies, or I'm always going to go with philanthropy or charity. Adam, what is the story of Adam Nash?
Oh, I don't know if I have the whole story, but you know, in some ways, it's actually surprising that I ended up in technology. Maybe it's not surprising. I grew up in Silicon Valley. I was literally born in Stanford Hospital, but my parents are both doctors. You know, I'm the oldest of four children. And I think that, you know, had a good upbringing, nothing specific though to, you know, computers or technology or philanthropy, et cetera. I think I was blessed in some ways with a great childhood growing up. I think I discovered computer science when I went to college. Not surprisingly, Stanford had a really robust program in computer science. although if you'd asked me freshman year, I would have told you I was going to major in molecular biology. So it's always surprising where you end up. But I think that, you know, in some ways my career has progressed with Silicon Valley. You know, one of the great things about software is that it's kind of a generic technology and capability, right? Software usually isn't the end to itself. It's a means to an end. How can we improve people's lives? How can we help them in some way that wasn't possible before? And so a lot of my career from Apple to eBay to LinkedIn, Wealthfront, now Daffy, is all about finding new ways to bring technology to different markets to help people do what they're trying to do.
Wow, and that's a great way to put it. I love how you put it. Technology is generic, but it's also a means to an end. And you've now kept doing that for the rest of your life, you know, with all your experiences and all these companies. And to now Daffy, you know, bringing technology the best way possible to everyone else. Let's talk a little bit about DAFI for our audience and listeners out there. DAFI is a donor advised fund for you. It's a groundbreaking modern platform for charitable giving. It basically is the first platform to make giving very easy habit, keeping everyone set up, you know, your one-time or your recurring contribution. It basically makes easy for you to donate to charities that are close to your values and close to your heart. Adam, why this direction? Coming from all the big tech companies that you've involved with, why is giving and philanthropy so important to you? Why did you take that direction with that?
Well, one of the things that always gets me excited in technology is just the fact that, you know, every year, every decade, computers get more and more powerful. We learn how to do more and more things with them. And so you can always ask the question, what can we do today that used to be expensive and hard to find and make it available to millions, making it less expensive, you know, and easy to use? And I think that I came to giving, not surprisingly, because in the last 10 to 15 years in fintech, which I've had a front row seat to, you've seen great companies build wonderful solutions to help people spend better, help people save better, invest better. But what about giving, right? Giving is, you know, 60 million American households give to charity every year, but where are the solutions, right? Like, we, you know, Robinhood makes it so much fun and exciting to buy stocks or crypto, et cetera, but how can we generate that same level of excitement and reward around giving? I mean, giving in the United States is about $500 billion a year, to be clear. So it's a huge number. And so, you know, I think I was a little bit inspired. I was on the board of a company called Acorns for 6 years, which is a simple app that now helps millions of people save better, lead better financial lives. And I said with my co-founder, Alejandro, why can't we do the same thing for giving? And so, as you mentioned, the Donor Advised Fund is a type of account that's existed in the United States for almost 100 years. It goes back to like 1931. But most people have never heard of it. Because if you don't have a high-end wealth manager or accountant, they haven't told you about it. And so it's an account that almost every wealthy person has. But those 60 million Americans who could benefit from having an account for charity don't even know about. And I thought this was a perfect opportunity to take what we know about technology and say, hey, what if we make that easy to use? What if opening up an account for charity was as easy as downloading an app from the App Store? And better yet, what if that app could actually help you be more generous, be the type of person you want to be? And that's really where DAFI came from.
That's beautiful. And Adam, first of all, the number that you said, the number that really jumped out for me is $100 trillion in the US when it comes to giving. Why is it not more accessible, by the way, with that much money being brought out to charities or being, you know, donated and everything? I love that you have these values because you ask, like, how can we make it more easier for everyone to help, to give? And I wish there was, you know, more ideas right there, you know, more ideas about, you know, about how we handle our wealth in a, such a positive way. How much of this experience of yours being CEO of Wealthfront influenced you co-founding DAFI?
Oh, well, it influenced it quite a bit. Like I said, part of my, you know, when I started at Wealthfront, and I met Andy Ratcliffe, the founder and CEO of Wealthfront, or former CEO of Wealthfront, in 2012. Back then, fintech wasn't even a word. And so Wealthfront, I think, proved to a lot of people that you could take a previously very high-end and expensive product, which was financial advice, and put it into software so that everyone could have it. And like you said, giving, I just want to clarify real quick. It's not, giving in the US is not, is huge. $100 trillion would be too big. The US isn't that big yet, but it's about $500 billion. And about $300 billion of that actually comes from individuals. But I think the dollars mask a little bit the real issue. To me, it's not just about the dollars. It's about, like I said, those 60 million American households who give to charity every year, right? Most Americans they have organizations they support, their kids' school, maybe it's their alma mater, maybe it's a religious institution, a community center, maybe it's a national cause. But I really, you know, I'm inspired by the things that people do. I find meaning in helping people do the things that are meaningful to them. And it was very clear to me, you know, even before Daffy, that giving isn't just another financial task. Right. It's not just like shopping or saving or investing. Giving has a deeper meaning to a lot of people. And for me, that's where some of the best software ideas, the best products come from. And we saw this at Wealthfront with a number of the features and that we built for people. We saw this at Acorns with a number of the features that they've been able to roll out. But like I said, it turned out the big insight for Daffy was some financial research that suggested that if you set a goal for your giving, if you pre-commit to a certain amount of giving, people who do that actually give 32% more to charity. And that's just like other financial tasks, right? Like how many of us would save for retirement if it didn't automatically come out of our paycheck, right? How many of us would save to buy a house or college if we didn't set a goal and then save to reach that goal? And so I just got very excited about this idea that we could take everything that we've learned about how to help people save and invest and actually apply it to this new area that has so much meaning for so many people.
Wow. And that's another thing that really stands out. That's, of course, it makes sense, right? We save for our retirement automatically. Why not for a charity? Why not for charitable giving? Why not for donations? And it's so interesting that it jumps out that people actually end up giving 32% more to charities. If that happened, Adam, this is why I say you do such great things for Daffy, and you know. But what is DAF? You mentioned that it has always existed, right? I want our audience and listeners to know and learn more about that. What is DAF? And of course, the name Daffy is derived from somewhat. Talk to us about that, and why has it existed, and why has it not been talked about enough?
Well, like I said, I think there's two reasons that most people haven't heard of it, even though it's been around a long time. A donor advised fund, like you said, a DAF, you can think of it as just another tax-free account, right? In the US, right, obviously, like most modern countries, the US has a tax system, but there are incentives built in to do certain things. So we have 401ks and IRAs for retirement. Yes, there's 529 plans for college. A donor advised fund is just a tax-free account for charity. And it actually, it's a wonderful product because when you put money in a donor advised fund, you get an immediate tax deduction for making a charitable donation. That money is then invested tax-free in a selection of portfolios. And then anytime you want to give to an organization, you can just make a recommendation for that donation to go and the donor advised fund gets the money to that charity. So it's really a wonderful product. The problem with this product, as you mentioned, is that no one's heard of it. And the reason they haven't heard of it is really because it's been, till now, it's been something that's only been utilized by the very wealthy, right? If you have a high-end financial advisor, if you have an accountant, you know, most Americans, like our incomes aren't steady. We have good years and not so good years. And guess what? The way our tax system works, you pay more taxes in the good years, higher rates, than in the not so good years. And so the idea of taking advantage of those good years to put more money aside for charity so that you have it in the not so good years is something that most wealthy clients of financial advisors do. But most of us haven't been educated on it. And unfortunately, I think that's because, and I hate to say this, but I think it's because most of the existing donor advised funds make their money in a very specific way. They make their money by charging a percentage of assets. And so they're looking for large accounts, right? So who has the money to put aside hundreds of thousands or millions or billions of dollars for charity? These are very wealthy people. I founded Daffy with the idea that what if we change that model? What if we flip that script so that everyone just paid a low regular membership fee, a flat fee, just like a lot of nonprofits do. And so that's what we built at Daffy. And so if you want to start by putting aside $10 a week or $25 a month, if you give $100 a year to charity, that's fine. That's wonderful. Good for you. We're here to help those people. We also, as you mentioned earlier, you know, our platform, because it's a modern platform, scales beautifully. We have people who have donated millions of dollars in crypto and stock and mutual funds. And we're happy to help them give too. From our perspective, anything we can do to help anyone be more generous gets to the heart of why we built this platform.
As it's such a great way to put that. So 401ks for retirement, DAS or DASH for charitable donations. Why not? And it makes sense that, wow, of course, you know, it's only the wealthier or that well, a generational or what do you call this generosity gap? I read in one of your episodes with the Good for You podcast. The thing is, like you said, it's only accessible to the big money, right? Why not give it to the little guys? And why not make it more accessible to people who actually want to help despite the income size, right? And that's such a great thing that you're doing at Daffy. You already answered my question in that, like, how are you taking a more different approach when it comes to traditional providers, traditional DAP? My question now, Adam, is how have you felt with the growth so far? How have you felt Daffy, you know, giving that kind of option to the regular Joe, so to speak, to the everyman? How have you feel or have you seen growth and where do you see Daffy growing forward?
Well, Daffy is a very young platform and organization. Mm-hmm. We just launched the product at the end of 2021. Yeah. And just to show you how sleepy this sector is, we were the first fully functional donor advised fund in the App Store when we launched in 2021. But it's been very exciting. You know, in the first 2 years, we've seen phenomenal growth, right? Uh-huh. So not only have we seen thousands and thousands of people putting money aside for charity, but last year we saw our growth in contributions go up more than 425%.
Wow.
We raised more than $105 million, people contributing not just cash, but stock, crypto, mutual funds, you name it. Like I said, Daffy is set up to support that. But more, I think, meaningful to our team is not only have we seen a phenomenal growth in the number of members that we have and the amount of money that's being put aside, but we're seeing an incredible increase in the amount of donations and donation activity, right? Like our goal is to help people be more generous. And so, for example, last year, what we saw is that our members who have been with us more than a year, that average amount that they donate per member went up 25% year over year. Phenomenal. Right.
That's phenomenal.
And last year we saw more than 9,000 donations go out, totaling over $9.8 million, which is really phenomenal given our, you know, only being our second year. And so we're very excited about the product and the platform, but really what we get most excited about is that orientation around our basic idea, which is that software can actually help people be more generous.
And what a way to put it also is like, if you give people the opportunity to give or to donate, you give them that option, you give them that ability, and you make it as easy as possible, people will want to give back more. That's amazing. It's like it gives hope, so to speak, right? Because you guys have made it an easier way or easier options for everyone to donate whichever way they want. You do it on crypto, you do it with the app, and you give people that option. They actually give back more. So why not, right? It's just surprising that with this kind of, it's not even a novel concept, but you guys are the first fully functional app, DAF app online. That's like, wow, it's such a void that you filled now, because I feel like everyone, you know, is being given that opportunity where, wow, I can give back. I'd love to give back. How do I do it much easier now? Which leads us to the next question. For our audience and listeners out there who wants to give back more regularly, intentionally, apart from going into Daffy, of course, a Daffy app, making it easier for them, what advice do you have for our audience and listeners who want to give back more regularly and with more intention?
Well, listen, there's a lot of reasons that people give. And like I said, most people already have organizations they support.
Yes,
and so my advice is, if you're the type of person who gives to charity, you've probably realized that giving involves two hard problems. It's how much can I afford to give? And then who do I give the money to? So really, to get started, the easiest question you can ask yourself is just, how much do you want to give to charity every year? Just set a goal, an amount. The easiest way to do it is you can just ask the question, how much did you give to charity last year?
Right.
You have to do that for your taxes anyway. And regardless of whether that number is a few hundred dollars, a few thousand dollars, whatever the number is, say, okay, that's my goal. I'll set aside a little bit of money every week or month into an account so that when I am inspired to give, when a friend comes to you and says, hey, will you support my campaign? When your school comes knocking, asking for a donation, if there's a cause or an event in the world that really motivates you to give, you have the peace of mind now of knowing that that money is set aside for you to give, and it makes it easier to give. And so, I mean, this is how we built Daffy. That is one of the first questions we ask. If you download the app or go to daffy.org and click sign up, one of the first questions it'll ask is, how much money do you want to give to charity every year? And then you can link your bank account. You can use a credit card. We even use Apple Pay. Whatever you want, whatever's comfortable. But the real magic of giving, in my opinion, is a little bit like other financial tasks. It's just starting down the road and making a small commitment, right? Setting that goal. And then we'll help you reach that goal and hopefully even exceed it.
Fantastic. And any amount, of course, is a lovely, any amount is charitable, any amount is philanthropy, any amount matters. And it's all about being intentional, much like your savings, but being intentional with charitable giving as well. It's just as beautiful, if not more, you know, much more fulfilling for a lot of people, for all of us. And you know a lot about this, Adam. You are an angel investor as well. How much of this has played into your values, and why do you feel like giving in philanthropy is very important to you?
Well, listen, I think, you know, my passion for angel investing, it has a lot to do with my history in Silicon Valley. You know, Silicon Valley is really much, is very much based on this idea that, you know, there's a constant influx of new ideas and new people who want to build new products and new companies. And in some ways, the new people who are building new things depend on the people who've been around for a little while for some help and guidance. And the best way to help and guide a new startup and a founder is, in my view, is to invest a little bit of money into their business and then help them build that business. But in terms of philanthropy and giving, the wonderful thing about doing Daffy, you know, every company I've been a part of, I've learned so much, right? When I was at eBay, I learned so much about small businesses and their struggles of building businesses there. When I was at LinkedIn, I learned so much about people's careers and job hunts and the anxieties they have there. But at Daffy, I've been able to talk to so many people about the different traditions around giving. And it turns out almost every culture in the world, every religion has some sort of aspect to it that emphasizes that life was not meant to be purely selfish, that there's other people around you, and that you can make a difference by helping others. And so it's been wonderful to take all of those lessons from all these different cultures and find ways to build them into a product that actually helps people do what they want to do, which is, I think, be more generous, to help support other people.
That's beautiful. And I love this. This is a theme that keeps popping up throughout our interviews, that generosity is so natural for us. We just have to give the people opportunity, and we will give. We will want to give back. And it gives optimism, Adam, to be fair. It restores my faith in humanity. Daffy and Adam Nash restores my faith in humanity. Adam, as we near towards the end of this wonderful conversation, I'd like to ask it this way. I always ask this as the last question, or kind of a wrap-up question, so to speak. What are the future aspirations of Adam Nash? I know you are working with that, or you're co-founded Daffy. You've had all these big experiences and all these big tech companies. Now working with Daffy, as you're looking at, you know, the values of charitable giving. But what are your personal aspirations, Adam? Where do you see yourself in the future? Where do you see yourself taking Daffy as a long-term vision? But what other possible philanthropic or charitable goals that you have in mind? What does the future look like for Adam Nash?
Well, I wish I had the perfect answer to that question. You know, for Daffy, actually, and believe it or not, it's an easier question to ask because the vision is really simple.
Yes.
I see you know, across the United States, I see, like I said, millions, tens of millions, 60 uh-huh. million people who give to charity every year. Uh-huh. And most people don't realize this, but there's more than 1.5 million charitable organizations in the U.S. alone.
Oh, wow.
And so to me, building a platform where those millions of people can discover organizations and causes to support, and those organizations can find people,
of course,
right, to support them, not just money, but mm-hmm. volunteers, they throw events. Yeah. To me, yeah. building that platform is part of why I got excited about LinkedIn in the early days.
Right.
For me personally, you know, I'm actually, you know, very fortunate at this point. I've had a kind of career where I'm doing a lot of the things that I love to do. Mm-hmm. I teach at Stanford personal finance because I believe that not enough people get a financial education when they're young.
Of course.
And I get to open that material. I've been teaching for 7 years. And that material is available to anyone on my course website. No matter where you are in the world, you can read the same information that's being taught to Stanford students about personal finance.
Wow.
I'm as I said, I'm an angel investor. I love supporting new businesses and new products and new founders.
Of course.
And then, of course, at Daffy, I love building. I love being part of the process of bringing new products to market. So I hope that for the foreseeable future, I'll be getting to do all of those things.
Continuously, perpetually, and, you know, just bringing in more value as you brought more value with Daffy into the world, into the people who also want to give back. It, you know, it's, I think generosity, what I take from this today in our conversation is generosity is contagious and if not natural. To us, actually natural to everyone. And Adam, you've really brought forward quite the vision, not just for your company, but for everyone else. And I truly, truly applaud that and admire that, especially for such an extensive career that you have and still, you know, thinking about how to give back. Adam, I'd like to give you this opportunity. Where can we connect with you? Where can we keep up with your life, keep up with the updates on Daffy? And what else is there that you would like to offer to our audience and listeners out there?
Well, listen, you know, one of the advantages of being one of the folks who are around for the birth of social media is I'm basically Adam Nash on every platform. So if you want to follow me on Twitter or LinkedIn, that's fine. I'm there and you can find all the material. Obviously, I would love for people to check out daffy.org. You can also go to the App Store and search for Daffy and download the app. Mm-hmm. But happy to provide everyone with a link we can provide to your listeners that gives them an invitation with $25 to give to the charity of their choice just to get mm-hmm. started. Like I said, when it comes to giving, so much of it is just getting started and it doesn't really matter how much. Yes. And so I would encourage everyone who already gives to charity or loves to make that a part of their life on an ongoing basis. Yeah, go to daffy.org and check it out. We have a lot of great content there. Uh-huh. And then, of course, you can always follow me to hear up-to-date information about our new features and capabilities and related thoughts.
And, of course, I invite all our audience and listeners out there to watch out for that link. We're going to include it down on the description. And to also, you know, if you're feeling charitable right after this episode, if you're already feeling it charitable even before the episode, then Daffy is your answer. And Adam Nash is your, you know, angel investor guy who just brought it forward for all of us to access. Adam, thank you so much for being on the show. I truly appreciate what you guys do at Daffy. I hope you had a great time.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. It's fantastic.
Fantastic. And to all our audience listeners out there, see you on the next one.
All right, so here's the thing. We try to get a little bit better every day, but we can't do it without you. So if you like the video, make sure to like and subscribe below. And if you have any comments, just leave them in the space under.